I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and I'm boiling in London, boiling in Sophie Turner's London.
Oh, no, things are heating up in the UK, and we're not just talking about the Jonas Brothers divorce.
This is crazy because Joe Jonas is from New Jersey. Sophie Turner is from the UK. I'm from New Jersey. I live in the UK. This has international implications.
It's also 90 degrees here, but we do have ACs. Everywhere.
Here's the thing about the UK. Not only do they not have AC anywhere, not even on brand new public buses, not even on brand new subway.
Wow.
They won't.
Isn't that like a national health liability? Like, that's really not safe.
But here's what they also don't have: fans or any ventilation. Like, you go to a pub or anything, they don't even have a fucking fan on. And you're just like, what is this? Like, why don't you can put on a fan, you can open the windows, and it really makes a huge difference, but they won't even do that. They just want to be in this stuffy hot air. It drives me crazy. And people are still wearing down jackets sometimes. Like, people don't dress for this. It's so weird. I don't understand.
It sounds so uncomfortable. Like, just like, not even, no judgments, the UK. It sounds physically unlivable.
Here's the thing. They like to be uncomfortable. They like to complain.
Oh, that's right. That's
so
right.
The complaining is part of the allure of having it be too hot in the summer so that you all have something to complain about together. That's a really important part of the culture.
Right.
But I'm like, bro,
Do you do jokes? But that's like an on state, like, because it's not really mean, but it's a very funny. That's a really funny. Like, the bottom line is this: they love to suffer. Like,
yeah, that they would like that too. They would really like that.
Yeah,
too,
because actually. I'm like, yeah, we fucking do go suffering, team suffering.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm 9 months pregnant. Literally 9 months pregnant, and the craziest part is that even the places that are designed for pregnant women. No fans, no windows open.
What the fuck?
I know. My midwife's office that I have to go to tomorrow for an appointment is windowless. The window is broken. From the beginning, I've been like, every time I go in there, I'm like, what's up with the window? Can we open it? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's broken. We're getting it fixed. And we can't turn the fan on because it's too loud. And I'm like, you better turn the fucking fan on. And then they won't open. They won't even crack the door. So, like, the last time I was there, I was like, listen, you need to crack the door. It's 85 degrees. It's over 90 in this room. I don't give a fuck if someone walking by hears me talking about my hemorrhoids. Like, you need to open the door. This is insane.
I mean, have you ever been there during childbirth?
Right. Like,
seems
loud,
loud
I can handle.
Loud is a subpar excuse. Loud, wait till the baby pops out. It's gonna be real loud in here. So, like, get used to it. Open the window, turn on the fan. Let's go.
Another thing is they don't have screens on the windows, so they won't open the windows because they don't want bugs to get in. And I'm like, get a screen.
Seems so simple.
It's ridiculous. And then I have to get an ultrasound tomorrow, and that's not going to be air conditioned either. And then they said that, so, okay, you know how the healthcare here is, it's socialist. We love it. God bless. It's free healthcare for all. It's incredible. But no air conditioning. So after you give birth, which is not air conditioned, you have to stay in a room with like 5-6 other moms separated by curtains, also not air conditioned, no windows.
Like a war period piece, like the infirmary vibe.
Yeah.
Like
it's called the ward, the postnatal ward. Oh. I'm like, I am not going on a ward. I'm American, babe. Like, no. So she said there are private rooms you can go into after you give birth. Cause you do get a private room to give birth. Thank fucking God. And you can ask, because it's like funded by the taxpayer, they also don't keep you as long. If you give birth in the morning, they will kick you out by the evening. They're just like, all right, you're done, which is cool. I'm fine with that. But in the US, they keep you for like 3 nights, you know, cause they're making money off of every night that you're there. If you do have to stay overnight after you've given birth, you can request a private room. But the midwife was like, it's very expensive. And I was like, how much is it? And she was like, £150.
Done.
Sign me up. Are you crazy?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, I was like, Nick, when we get to the hospital, I don't care if I'm shitting my pants on the floor in labor. You need to request that private room. Like, you need to leave me
demand.
Where I am.
Demand.
Request the private room and then come back and tend to me, because I need that private room.
1,000%. I can't believe what you're telling me. Like, heat is a little too intimate without AC. Like, it's too intimate. So, like, it kind of made me think maybe the reason that they don't invest in deodorant products is because they're like, what's the point? We're going to be sweating out our eyeballs no matter what. Why would we even pretend that we are trying to, like, contain this smell? In fact, this is like, I don't know. It seems like it. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It really must smell like just really like a locker room.
Yeah, I don't leave the house anymore, so I can't even speak to that anymore. But back when I used to in the summer, yeah, it smelled awful. I think what it it's a resistance to change and modernity. Like, they think like, Americans have air conditioning because they're soft in some way. They also think Americans have air conditioning because they're rich. That's a big thing I hear. Oh, well, we can't get air conditioning because it's too expensive. I'm like, you eat the cost. You get it one time and then you're comfortable for the rest of the year. Like, what do you...
You know what's expensive? The palaces.
Yeah, it's too expensive in the US also. But like, you just do it because you want to be comfortable. You don't want to feel like shit all the time. It's like, I don't know.
This could be our new push. Oh my God, no pun intended. Maybe this could be our new push. But after the baby's born, we could do like modernity for maternity and like just making a movement. A modernity for maternity.
Yeah, maybe we could. They're not going to do it though. The problem is the NHS is underfunded. It's not the NHS's fault. It's the Tory government's fault, really. And it's the culture's fault, because they don't like air conditioning because they're so weird about it. And they're just so like... Ugh, it's not a problem I'm going to solve. Luckily, I am not hopefully going into labor. Hopefully not until this heat wave ends. We've got about 5 days left. And then it's going to be in the 70s. And then it's going to be in the 60s. And so hopefully we will be in the 60s by the time she actually starts making moves. But yeah, it's still gonna be hot as shit in the hospital because you're in a hospital with no air conditioning.
Put a pin in it. I had a controversial joke that I stopped myself from trying, but I'll ask you later if it's
just
funny.
Just do it.
Well, okay. How to phrase it the funniest way. I went to show last night, so now I'm thinking comedy again. But like, do they have air conditioning in Africa?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. I have some few punchlines in my head for a sec, but I don't think it's right. But I don't know, because I just feel like they're like, no, they're just like them, is sort of what I was thinking. Like, no, like, you're home here. I don't know. I was trying to make colonialism like we're trying to make it like set like we all want. It's not funny. Anyway,
I can see where you could go somewhere with that.
I was trying to figure out what the joke was, but like, yeah, there's something there where it's like, no, we love the Serengeti heat, and it's like,
right, like they're trying to atone for colonialism in the wrong way.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's the joke I'm trying to make, but then I'm like, what is the language for that? I'm not sure. Like, but yeah, like, you're right, it's like, no, this is just North Africa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. We can work. You can work on that.
We'll work on it. We'll work
journal
on it.
Journal it out.
This is my boss. This is my boss. I need to make one quick adjustment to a statement that I've made that I've now been proven wrong about, and I want to apologize to Beyonce. And there's a clip going around of her talking about the one take writing process of Partition, and I claimed that she doesn't write any of her own shit.
And yeah, she was that like, was offensive, I heard that actually
it was wrong. No, it, yeah, was offensive, and I there have been things that I've stood by and that I've been wrong about, and there are things that I will fight back about. But in this case, I'm name the movie. When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing.
And also Forrest Gump.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Lieutenant Dan, both. Yeah, it's a trick question, but both are the right answer. But so anyway, there's a clip going around where she's like, yeah, I just heard the beat, bump, 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 bump. And then she starts talking and she's like, and I could just hear it in my head, driver Paul, driver, put up the partition, please. I don't want you seeing Yonsei on her knees. I've got 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even going to make it to this club. And then she's like giggles, like as if Jay-Z is the first person she ever had sex with. Well, and is. Yeah. We've confirmed that now just because we think so. But yeah, and then she like giggles. She does her like really cute, like virginal giggle, that Virgo virginal, like, you know what I'm talking about, her giggle. She just has a really, she'll be like Sasha Fierce mode. And then she's like, giggle, giggle, giggle. And you're like, oh, you cute baby. Like Beyonce really, yeah. So I,
multitudes.
Beyond. I mean, so I just want to apologize because it's Virgo season and it was just her birthday. And I was wrong. And I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's really hard because when we were growing up, there was this really big pushback against like manufactured pop stars. So like everyone kind of was like, oh, these people are just pushed in front by record execs. And it was very partially true for some people and also super sexist. So it's hard to kind of figure out which way to think about it. So
wait, that's interesting. I didn't even think. Right, because we were like really mad about like the girls not writing their own shit, and then no one was ever like, NSYNC didn't actually write that.
Right, like people were mad.
That's like they don't even know each other. Like,
yeah, people were mad that girls were being so successful in the music industry, so they needed to find a way to discredit all these women, and a lot. I think a lot of people internalized it, and that's why people assume that like young women in the music industry don't do their own shit. And a lot of men don't.
Right.
Which is fine, but a lot of men don't either, you know?
Which is also fine. Right, right, right.
Garth Brooks has never written a song in his life.
Is that fact?
Yeah, he sings covers.
I can't even name a song of his off the top of my head, even if he didn't write it. So that's I don't know if it's a good example or a bad example, but I forgot that it even existed until just now.
I know. I don't really know either. Okay. He has written a few songs, but none of them are known, you know?
Is he Achy Breaky Heart? No, that's ridiculous.
That's Miley Cyrus's dad. But speaking of virgins, once a virgin, always a virgin. Joe Jonas is such a loser. He gives New Jersey. You give New Jersey a bad name, literally.
You just took the riff out of my mouth. You just took it out of my mouth.
What kind of person from New Jersey is like this? Have you ever met such a virginal New Jerseyanal? Because I haven't.
Wow. Now, the thing is, we can't make that merch because it's because virginal New Jerseyanal doesn't exist.
Yeah,
but
there is no virginal, actually.
But I love virginal New. I love the thought of like, that's really funny. I love virginal New Jerseyanal.
It's so right antithetical. It's antithetical to everything we stand for as a
to
state.
To the culture.
Yeah.
Right.
To be this much of a lame wad. So, okay, here's what's going on. We heard rumblings that Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are getting a divorce. And I was like, fucking finally, this girl has always been too cool for him, always been too pretty for him. She's like 12 and like, good. This is great. This is great news. I saw a tweet that was like, getting divorced before you're 30 is like the chicest thing in the world. I agree completely.
I agree completely. Completely.
Right, like to be like young, hot, 27 and divorced is like, hell yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And rich. But so then it was confirmed that they're getting divorced. Everyone was like posting, oh, it's so sad that the statement says their marriage is irretrievably broken. And it's like, no, that's like a legal term they use in every divorce.
That's a box you check. It's like literally on the form.
It's like irreconcilable differences. It's not like they weren't like that's being
so
poetic.
Funny.
I know. So
oh
funny,
my God. That is my favorite. That's my favorite detail so far. I didn't even think of that. That's so, yeah, there's so many, everyone's upset. Like it's irreconcilable. It's like,
yeah, no, that's just the thing that they say. So now here's what's been going on that really made it interesting. Because at first, when the news first broke, I didn't think we would end up talking about it because who cares? But
yeah, right.
This weird smear campaign that someone is embarking on against Sophie Turner. We don't know who. We don't know who. We're never going to know exactly who. We can guess. But someone keeps leaking to the press that she's like going out and getting wasted. She likes to go out. He likes to stay at home, and like trying to paint her as a bad mother and paint him as a saint, the sainted dad. The funniest thing about this was the first drop that came out about this. It was to which
drop. Sorry, that was a partition callback. But
they said TMZ, a source tells TMZ the reason Joe Jonas filed for divorce from Sophie Turner. She likes to party. He likes to stay at home. They have very different lifestyles, which is really funny because then other people pulled up this thing from COVID where Sophie Turner was like,
yeah,
oh, I'm having a great time because I love being at home. But Joe is going crazy because he's the social butterfly, which is very funny.
Well, but that also had there's an interesting tidbit in that interview, too, which to me, in retrospect, the language that she used really stood out because didn't she say, she said like, it's been hard, but like, I've basically been able to trap my husband at home with me. And like, this is hell for him. Like she said something like,
yes,
like really blatant like that. And it's like, oh, what? Like,
yeah,
not the vibe, not the marriage vibe. Like you're too young to feel that way.
Yeah. And then the other thing was amid their separation, this is from Pop Crave. I can't remember. What is this? I don't know what website they're... Oh, they actually linked to TMZ. Good for them. They usually never link. This was another thing they leaked that somebody, again, we don't know who, leaked to TMZ that Joe Jonas has been reportedly caring for his two children with Sophie Turner pretty much all the time over the last 3 months, even while on tour. And it's like, okay, first of all, good job being a parent. Second of all, adding even while on tour really weakens your thesis statement because that just lets me know that you have 100 nannies.
Right. And what is more of an environment for children to come up in? This isn't just Joe on the Road Rocker. It's a family band. This isn't necessarily like I'm caring for the babies, even though I'm on tour. It's like she does projects. She's in the UK doing her job as an actor where really you're not being yourself and you're on a closed set for X amount of time, and it's usually short. You're on tour, Joe Bro, with your other Joe Bros and their wives and your parents, and all you got to do is be yourself every day and then do it at night.
You're working for 3 hours a day, if that.
Right. Literally. It's basically like moving to the town because the grandparents live there going on tour with the Jonas Brothers. Like, that's actually where his family is right now, on tour with the Jonas Brothers, because that's them.
Yeah.
That's the baby's family.
So it's like, what are you trying to prove by saying, oh, he's caring for his children on tour? Good.
Great. Not to mention, they're not doing even like any kind of like dancing. Like,
it's not Guns N' Roses. Like, they're not bringing
right.
their kids on a Guns N' Roses tour
because
the mom
band.
Abandoned them. Yeah. It's like.
Right. Right.
It's really weird to make a big deal out of the fact that he's caring for his children on tour. Because, again, like I said, it's nannies. Like, that is the biggest thing of all is like. These are two super
yeah.
rich people with jobs that take them all over the world. The kids have nannies. Like, it doesn't right. matter who's there or not there. I'm sure they have, for the most part, had an equitable division of time. Like, I'm sure Sophie has turned down acting gigs because she's had two kids over the past 4 years. And now she gets to do a gig. She gets to do a job. Right. So let her. And then he can be in charge of the nannies for a couple weeks. You know, it's just like, but I think the coolest part about all this, because we are preaching to the choir, I'm sure, in terms of who's actually listening to this podcast. I'm sure everyone pretty much agrees. But the really interesting thing has been to watch this this smear campaign backfire completely. Like the entire, like all of Twitter for days now has just been people mocking him mercilessly for trying to make Sophie look bad. The thing that's really coming up out of all of this, which wouldn't have come up, I think, if they weren't doing, we again don't know who's engaging in the smear campaign. The two of them released this joint statement, Sophie and Joe,
right,
that was very amicable, but it still seems like Joe is probably, his PR is probably the ones that are doing this. And this might have worked 10, 15, 20 years ago to paint the woman this way. Like, oh, she's just a party girl. She's not taking care of her kids. It would have worked in a different era. But now everyone is just dunking on Joe Jonas and talking about not only how Sophie Turner has every right to work and to leave her kids with their dad while she's working, but also people are digging up all these receipts about how Joe Jonas likes them young. People are saying that he slid into her DMs when she was 19. I looked it up. She was either 19 or 20. We don't know. And they got married shortly after that. They got married when she was 23 and he was 30, which is like not May, December by any means, but 23 and 30 is a completely different life stage. And like, I would, if you asked me to, like she says in an interview, she's like, oh yeah, he slid into my DMs and like, we just talked forever and ever and ever. I could not at 27 talk to a 19-year-old for more than 3 minutes. Like, that's weird. And he, like, something came out that he asked Gigi Hadid to go and hang out with him one time when she was 13. Like, all this really weird stuff is coming out about him kind of messaging teenagers, allegedly.
Well, so that's what I was just holding back, but I was like looking for the, I was trying to find the story that I read. I actually heard that the public story is that he slid into her DMs when she was 19 and then they got married. You know, they talked forever. But the reason she can say so confidently, we talked forever. And I heard that they met, I believe on, the Jonas Brothers were dropping by the Game of Thrones set for whatever reason. I heard she was 13. So I heard the Gigi thing and that she was 13 and that they were talking the whole time. Even if he wasn't like hitting her up, like in like the traditional grooming sense, I just think if you meet someone when they're 13 and you're a grown adult, it's extremely sus.
Sorry, like, that is grooming. That is grooming.
It is.
And we don't know if this is true, if he did that or not, but just for the record, if you are,
that's really weird.
If you're over 18 and you're conversing with a 13-year-old, you're being fucking weird. Like, you're being
fucking weird.
That is weird. We don't know if it's true that he did that or not, but it's, if he did, that is weird.
Well, so that's the thing. She is significantly younger than him, and no matter when they met, they're in completely different seasons of their lives. And she already has, I mean, in a way, yeah, like divorced and two kids before 30, like she's gonna have the best 50s ever. Like, she's going to, time wise, she's sort of like on my grandma schedule, and my grandma's the youngest grandma in the game. Like, there is something kind of nice about just doing it. Like, yeah. I sort of, that might work out. But I think, I mean, think about your 20s, Mal. Like, can you imagine missing all of your 20s? I'm not saying it's even a good time. It's actually not. But those are like the formative party girl growth mistake years. And
yeah, but also I do think it would have been goals to do what she did as well, because your 30s.
I know, right.
Like, to,
right,
to be way able better to do the bro, the like party girl stuff in your 30s while there are nannies. And you're obviously still raising your kids, but you have someone to watch them.
No, that's so true.
Like that, yeah, like, when you're more confident, I look better in my 30s than I did in my 20s. Like, you
same
have more freedom. You're more wise. Like, I don't know. I think that is pretty awesome too. But the Daily Mail has this report that everyone was dunking on. The headline is, get ready, because it's a Daily Mail headline. It's the length of Moby Dick.
Love.
Sophie Turner, 27, felt trapped in her marriage to Joe Jonas and wants to relive her youth after marrying and having children young, friends say, as she's seen downing shots and 650 cocktails in Birmingham days before singer 34 filed for divorce. The really funny thing about this is, like, I don't know what their point is with 650 cocktails, because, like, that's so cheap. Sarah's laughing really hard.
I can't believe that was like the song that does it.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's a Daily Mail headline.
You kept keep going. You keep every time it was like, this has got to be the end of the headline. It was like another piece of information. Give us a minute. We're going to read the article. You don't have to fucking, you know, like, that is really funny. Why do they do that? Why
I don't know.
So long.
And it just flies in the face of everything we think we know about SEO. It's just completely like every other website is like, we've got to get SEO keywords, keep the headline like as keyword heavy as possible. And this one is like, no, we're going to have 20 prepositions. We're going to have commas everywhere, a hyphen. We're going to have numbers that no one is ever going to Google in their lives. Like, it's just like,
I know. Okay, I was distracted in the middle when you weren't done yet. Can you read that one more time for us?
Read it again. Okay, this is the headline. Sophie Turner, 27, felt trapped in her marriage to Joe Jonas and wants to relive her youth after marrying and having children young, friends say, as she's seen downing shots and 650 cocktails in Birmingham days before singer 34 filed for divorce.
650 cocktails. Like,
£6
yeah,
and
where's
15
the editor?
Pence. Yeah, 650
where's
cocktails.
Where's the editor?
Well, they're
what a non-detail.
They're saying it's going viral, cheap drinks. Yeah, but it's going viral because they put that detail in. The editor knows what they're doing.
Oh, fuck!
But like, we don't need to shit on editors over here, especially Daily Mail ones.
I love editors. I need
they're
editors.
Evil geniuses.
Wow! That's so interesting. Okay, so as a just person, I'm like, wow, what a seemingly silly detail to add, and actually it's the thing that everyone's in love with,
right? You're in now because you're like, what?
I'm actually in now, yeah,
because of that stupid detail, you know what I mean?
That's so funny, right? Like, if she had been drinking $13, you know, gin mules or whatever, martinis, it wouldn't be a story because it would be like, oh, that's appropriate. But like, she's like, nah, she's fucking chugging well vodka. Hell yeah, tell me more.
I know. Also, like, maybe 650 is expensive for Birmingham, because it's like, it's not London, you know, like, maybe that is expensive. And £6 is like, you know, it's like $9. It's not expensive. But it's really funny.
It's just so interesting that that's even the deal, though. Like, I wonder what the author meant. Because, like, yeah, it's such a funny statement because, right, I would think that Americans would be like, okay, great deal. Like, anybody lives in New York is like, $6.50, we're getting 12, right?
Yeah.
Like, versus you're like, but I don't even know what Birmingham is, you know? So, like, it's funny that this is the thing that's gone viral where no one even knows what the artist's intention was in sharing that detail. And yet it is the detail that we are hung up on. That's just so awesome. That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So this story is sourced to friends, allegedly, of Sophie. And obviously, they're just trying to throw off the scent, because there's no way that one of her friends said this. Because one of the quotes is, she became famous at a very young age, then married and had kids at a young age, and never really had the teenage years of sleeping around and having carefree fun with friends. So it's like, this is a terrible friend, a friend who's going to the Daily Mail and being like, she just wants to sleep around because she didn't get to do that as a teenager. It's like, and there's no way this was one of her friends.
She didn't have her slut years, but also teenage sleeping around. They didn't say their 20s.
Who's sleeping around in their teenage years?
What? Like, for that to be the thing that it's like, look, you have to get it. Like, she didn't go to high school. She didn't go to the Lax Games. It's like, wait. That, even if I had sex at that time, which I did, like, I barely even count it now, because teenage sex is a very different thing than adult person sex, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, hilarious that they're calling that her friend. Yeah. Well, I bet it's like someone that was like their friend is a couple, AKA one of the Joe Bros friends. I was friends with her and she really wished that she had had more time to whore. She really wished she had more time to whore. I'm pretty sure that was like something that was a huge regret while she was a teen, for that matter. I mean, it's also from what I was saying before, though, about the grooming rumors. She didn't have her teen years. She also didn't have her 20s. Why focus on that if she wasn't just texting a nerdy Joe bro and saving herself for him? You know, it's like teenage is just a really weird detail, too. And yeah, I mean, yeah, not a friend.
Well, Do you know what? Teenage is the dead giveaway that this probably came from someone on Joe's side. Because if they said she didn't have her 20s, that's blaming Joe for taking her 20s from her, which he did.
Oh my God.
So that's the smoking gun is saying, oh yeah, she didn't get to sleep around in her teen years. It's like no one's sleeping around in their teen years and she doesn't want to sleep. I'm sure she's not dying to sleep around. Like, but yeah, I think, okay.
Wait,
yeah,
that's not how we would phrase it. That's not how like a person that even likes her would phrase it.
You would never be like, I wish you would never have slept around more. No one wishes they slept around more.
It's absolutely hilarious.
You might have one regret of like, oh, I wish I slept with this person when I had the chance or something. But no one's like, oh man, I really missed out on sleeping around. That's so weird.
Right. Like, I wish I had sex with someone other than my husband. Like, my grandmother has said that to me before, you know, not that she doesn't love Papa, but like, she's like, yeah, like, you know, not my day. Like, you just married your boyfriend.
Like, yeah.
So that was her only boyfriend and they're still married and it's been fucking 95 years or something. And, you know, she's like, I admire you for sleeping around, Sarah, but she would never say that to me like that because that wouldn't be nice. That wouldn't be what she said. I'm glad you're having different experiences because it's something that over the course of my life, I've been just curious about, just because I think it's interesting to, you know, see penises or whatever. That's not what she said. I'm paraphrasing, but it's funny that, yeah, that is the smoking gun, right? And did you see that the news dropped?
Is that a song or something? I don't know what that is. Why
it's from Partition, Beyonce.
Oh yeah, in the beginning, I forgot. They were saying drop.
That could be a rumor. I don't actually, you know, sometimes I get the words wrong, but I thought they were saying but also, okay, two things I noticed. The language that is being used on shorter headlines, I've seen a lot of things that are saying Joe Jonas is divorcing Sophie Turner rather than they're getting a divorce or they've filed. Like, I just think that the phrasing it like he's divorcing her is very on purpose. And the news dropped on Friday on 5 o'clock.
Yeah. The drop is true. The news drop of them trying to, you know, strategically get the news out when no one's paying attention on a 3-day weekend is true. But there's no one writing a headline with the goal of making Joe Jonas look good. The reason why they're writing Joe Jonas is divorcing Sophie Turner is because he filed for divorce. And it's much shorter to say Joe Jonas divorces Sophie Turner. It's not like
conspiracy. I don't like the connotation of that. Like, I would rather use a few extra words there. I know it's really not the point, but like, but I just think like there's a difference between like, even like he files for divorce is like more literal. He's divorcing her just seems so like Hollywood trash, you know? I don't know. I just don't like that. It's like, I guess so. But like, I don't know.
It's also, it doesn't mean that she did something wrong. It just means that he filed. Everyone's taking her side anyway, even with that
which is
wording,
so fun.
Even, you know, even with the knowledge that he's the one who filed. And it's also interesting because men never file. It's like statistically, it's always the woman who files. So I don't know. I guess that's a sort of interesting detail, even though it doesn't change anything about what we know or don't know about culpability. But men will stay in a completely broken marriage just because it's much more convenient for them. Whereas like women are more likely to say, oh my God, this is fucked. I'm not doing this anymore. you know, like a man, mm-hmm. like if a man will literally be out there cheating on you, having a full on affair.
Yeah. Right. Still, yeah.
Still not file for divorce, you know, but like, and then it falls in the woman's lap to be like, are you joking? Like, we're
right.
you know?
And then he's like, you ruined my affair. It's not an affair if I'm not married. You're ruining my fun, bitch.
When you read interviews with experts about things like this, they say that like the one of the main reasons also that men never file is because even when there's not infidelity, a big reason why women file is because they're sick of taking care of the man because he's not contributing, especially women who are working. Like if you're working a full-time job and you just have this man in your house who's fucking everything up and not helping, yeah. like why would the man ever file? I have a live-in maid who takes care of my kids and makes money. Like he never would. So like that's the reason why, the other reason why women are more likely to file a lot of the time, because they're just like, wait, are you serious? What is this deal? This is not, this doesn't work for me. You know?
What I don't understand is because the news came out on a Friday at 5 p.m. If you're a new listener, Molly has taught us about the Friday 5 p.m. news dump, which is what celebrities do to try to bury stories because it's the end of the work week. And in this case, it was in particularly a Friday because there was also no school Monday. It was a holiday.
I think it was on Sunday that it came, but it came out this weekend over a holiday weekend, which is a news dump.
It was a buried story. But what I don't understand is if that's the case, then why would there be any type of smear campaign if this was released as a story meant to be buried?
Because the smear campaign is much more interesting and salacious than the actual fact of the matter, which is that their marriage ended. If it was just an amicable divorce with no interesting details coming out, then it would get buried. But the smears are so much juicier and more interesting. So like if you
were
a publicist,
the smears coming from his camp?
We have no idea. It would make sense. It would make the most sense.
Seems like they are. They're trashing her.
But we don't know. So we're not going to say they are.
We don't know.
If they were, or maybe they're coming from like someone in his life who's obsessed with him and a little bit of a stalker and just really wants him to look good. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe it's just a mutual friend who absolutely hates Sophie for no reason at all. Like we have no idea.
It's his new 15-year-old girlfriend.
Right. But what it looks like is a very outdated publicist playbook. Like it looks like a high powered publicist who's working about 15 years in the past and thinks that demonizing Sophie is going to keep his name clean and make people keep liking him, but they are underestimating the fans' newfound media literacy because of the internet. Like people are actually
and
looking
at the Space Trash podcast.
Yeah. Like people are looking at the sources and saying, well, hang on a minute, what is this? And they're underestimating the fact that we don't actually want to just tar women with these horrible misogynistic tropes anymore. Like we're much more likely to question that than we would have been 10, 15 years ago. So it does look like it's just a publicist who hasn't updated their firmware in a while. You know what I mean?
It's honestly a very like Purity Rings vibe, like same playbook.
Yeah.
Right. Like at a time to be a devout, whore hating Christian was a powerful move.
It was goals.
And
yeah.
It is no longer.
Yeah. What you need to look at also is like these details, these more salacious details about the breakup have happened.
Right.
School is back in session. Everyone's back to work. It's the beginning of September. Things are kicking back up again.
Right.
Like the boring news that they wanted buried, they dropped that news on the weekend. They probably, I don't know if this is true, I'm speculating, probably had their two teams working together saying, okay, this is how we're gonna bury this. We're not gonna release any details. We're gonna have like a nice statement that comes out about how we're divorcing amicably and it's all gonna be buried. No one's gonna care. Just don't put any more details out. And then it seems like his PR maybe went rogue because they knew that her PR wasn't going to say anything. So they're like, and then the minute they're like, okay, we're going to release the divorce news at this time so that no one can like we're going to do it at a time when there's no oxygen to feed the fire. And then the mm-hmm. minute everybody is back to work on Tuesday, that's when we start the slow drip of, you know, what do they call it? Like briefing against Sophie.
Right.
So that, like when the reporters are all back and looking for something to aggregate on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday after a holiday weekend, they're going to jump on this.
Oh.
So it's like if that was
basically like doing like the like when you go to bed, like before you go to bed, when you make the to-do list for the next day, this is just like a week long version of that.
Yeah. Like if you wanted to,
it's being teed up.
If you really wanted to make your ex look bad, this would be the exact way to do it. To drop the information on a holiday weekend. And then the minute everybody's back to work and desperate for something to write about because there's a strike and there was a holiday weekend and no one was doing anything, you start breadcrumbing all the salacious details. So I'm not saying that's what his people have done. I'm just saying if you wanted to make your famous ex look bad, it would be a really smart way to do it.
The people that invented the Ring camera must have known what they were doing.
Oh my God, the Ring camera thing.
Can you believe that it's the Ring that's busting all of these people?
The like, purity
having
ring.
Having affairs. The purity ring, the wedding ring, the doorbell ring that will end your marriage. I can't believe that it's Ring, the irony of the purity ring and the wedding ring and the ring. She was busted. Now, I've never seen reporting so vague.
Yeah.
In my life.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy vague.
It's
the
so wig, funny.
Whatever the opposite of that very long headline with 650 cocktails you read is how they're reporting. It's like Joe saw something on the Ring.
He caught her saying and or doing something. That's what the words were. Saying
that's
and
so
or doing
funny.
Something.
That's so fucking funny to me. Like, okay, so it could have been just coming in and out. I mean, that means
right.
nothing. I saw and did some stuff today.
I think it was that she said something. I think she said, oh my God, Joe is so annoying. Like that's all I think it was, you know, like saying and or doing something. What is the tamest possible interpretation of that? I think that's probably what happened. Like if the fact that they included saying means that's probably what happened. And it was
it's
probably
so funny.
Because if she did something, it would say he saw her doing something.
Maybe he heard her say, I'm thinking about filing for divorce or something. And he just beat her to it. And now he's really just rubbing her face in the shit or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I think from a legal standpoint, you don't want to be the one that files.
Oh.
Because then you have a claim to say, like, if you're the one that doesn't file, I think you can be like, I want to keep the family together because I'm a good parent. You know what I mean? Whereas like,
oh.
if you're the one that files, you look like you're the one kind of tearing the
you're
family
You're breaking
apart.
Up the family.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Like, I don't know if that, I think that's true, but I don't know. I don't actually know.
Law people sound off in the Patreon.
Yeah. Let us know. I want to know who has an advantage, the filer or the filee? Because I think it probably varies state by state as well. Because different states
have
different
rules.
Yes,
that's probably correct. First and foremost, she was always a jillion times cooler than him. In every reason, in every way.
It was embarrassing to see them together every time. It was just like,
It wasn't very like, wait, what is she doing? Like, what is she doing? Like, but that's where it's helpful to remember how young she is, because in her mind, that could have been like, I'm trying to think of like who the like older class than us. Like, so we grew up with JTT, with Leo, with, you know, but like the class above us.
It was like Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green. Exactly.
It's like, yeah, okay. I don't. 90210 was goals to us when we were little, but like it's not
right.
anymore.
But we were too little to really be like Brian Austin Green's age. Blah.
Yeah, and like when I was in my 20s, I definitely dated a couple older guys. And looking back now at who they were, what they were, where they were in their life, is like the most embarrassing thing. And like I thought they were so cool at the time. I was like, oh my God, this guy is 39 and he's interested in me because I'm the young hottie. And then I'm like, oh my God, he was like, he had a roommate.
Now, can you imagine looking back on your marriage and going like, wait a second, he hit me up when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
He hadn't had sex before.
He probably had sex by then, don't you think?
Purity ring? Purity ring?
By the time he was 27, he had to have had sex with someone.
I don't know. I mean, I get the sense that these people are... I mean, there was that reality show. I'm trying to remember what the name was. Remember when they gave, like, the littlest brother got married first to random ass Danielle?
And no, he's the oldest brother, Kevin.
He's the oldest?
He's the oldest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he looks the oldest, Sarah. You need to Google him. He looks the oldest. And Danielle, I love Danielle Jonas. Because
I like Danielle Jonas. I don't, but she's random. I don't, she's just a person.
I don't want anyone to take this as an insult, but she has the most Jersey face. Of anyone alive.
Yes.
It's like her and Janice from Friends.
That is like so real. Right.
I love it.
She's a Jersey beauty. No, I love it. She's a Jersey beauty.
Yeah. I don't know if she's Greek, Italian, Jewish. She's one of those. And
that's what it is to be every cab driver. Are you Greek? Are you Italian? Are you Jewish? That's the Jersey beauty.
Yeah, it is. She should be on Real Housewives of New Jersey. He seems like a down ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess she's
that could save the show.
It could. It definitely could. The show's doing fine, but yeah.
When I saw that Teresa was from Patterson, everything made sense.
I'm from Patterson. Did you forget?
It's like, oh, yeah, she is, you know, hood.
Yeah.
What I want to say about Danielle, I did have a point.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch that early? Okay, right. Kevin's obviously the oldest. Honestly, they're interchangeable. I couldn't tell you which one was which just based on the pictures. I have no idea. Their women actually are the only things to me that define them. So that's at least good on them, totally. The women. But I remember that show when they first got married. The mother was on the show. And this was years ago, maybe 10 years ago. And in the same vein of like the Britney Kevin chaotic, it was like in the same like TV cycle as that, and the mother, the Jonas brothers' mother, was really mean to Danielle and was like, you better start popping out children because like you don't really deserve this big house and this big anything if you don't even have a career, you're just my son's wife. Like the mother was really I remember I only watched a few episodes, but I remember just being like, what the fuck is this? Like, and that's, I feel like
boy mom vibes,
boy mom at it's worse. And then did you see that amidst all of this, Priyanka was like, you know what, babe, I'm going to get on the gram and I'm going to write an ode to our marriage. And it's like, yo, fuck you. Like, I think they're such assholes, even though they're like playing. That's the whole thing. Purity culture. The evangelicals are the meanest fucking people in the world. Like, yeah. Anybody that's like so pure is actually like the devil incarnate, like in sheep's clothing and purity clothing. It's like, how dare you people be so righteous and rigid and mean?
Yeah.
You don't think it, I don't know. I was so triggered by Priyanka's post. I sent it to you. I said, how dare she post this?
I don't,
in the midst of, I just think it's not necessary.
Like this week?
She posted it like this weekend while the divorce rumors were coming out.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's just mean. It's like, sorry, things are going badly for you. But over here, in middle Jonas Brothers land. Is he in the middle?
No, he's the youngest.
Fuck, I don't know who's who, man. I don't know who's who. I'm not a fan of the Jonas Brothers. I couldn't even name one. What is one song?
I don't see it. I don't see it on her Insta.
Maybe she, okay, then let's make the, no, maybe she took it down, but I got it popped up as one of my like trash news stories. Hold on, let me see.
Or maybe she put it in her story and it's gone now.
Oh, maybe it was stories. I think it was stories. But yeah, she posted just like, I want to say like, thank you to this man for being the strongest, steadfast, most loving lover. Paraphrasing, but like, it's just like, don't do that right now. Don't do that right now.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Why would you do that right now?
Why would you do it ever?
Why would you do it ever? But no, I mean, every once in a while, we see a memory from your wedding pop up. I love this man. I mean, you're That's cooler true. Than that, but it's like, this is my husband.
I know. I try not to like gush about it because I just feel like, who gives a shit? Like I would love to gush about how amazing Nick is. But first of all,
you have to join the Patreon if you want that.
It makes single people feel bad. And then how does it make it, what if there's also someone reading it who's in a relationship that sucks? They're going to feel bad. And if someone reading it is in a good relationship, what is it? Just I'm just hoping to make them know
high-fiving.
I'm in that club. It's like, yeah, it's like, what?
What? Look, I love a thank you to my man post. I love a thank you to my people who've been there for me post, and across all relational types. I agree with you. I think in general,
it's just bragging.
Like, I personally want to hear your gushing love for Nick, but I also, we can do it like at like the dinner party when you toast, or we could talk about it privately off the podcast, but friend to friend we can gush. I do think making internet posts about how amazing your fill in the blank is, that's the thing. But I think that's the funny thing with the internet that sort of fucked us up in general mentally, which is like, we never share things that are like bad, you know, what Instagram wants you to think versus reality. But then you also don't want to be too braggadocious in any way.
Yeah.
So we're walking this weird, like middling, this like weird mediocre content creation, like checkpoint, which is why ultimately the internet is dying.
Social media is. There was a really good story.
Social media is
Insider last week about how people aren't posting anymore. And it's great. I'm so glad. It's a pyramid scheme. We've been banging that drum.
We've been saying this.
It's a pyramid scheme. It literally tricks you. You think that if you just keep posting, something will happen, and it won't. It might, but yeah, if you're like me and you've been tweeting literally since 2009 and it still hasn't happened, it's not going to happen.
It's also not even, it's X now.
I know. It's
wow. Wow. The metaphor. It's actually X. It's your X.
Yeah. Nothing works anymore. I never get any engagement on anything because I lost my blue check. So now it's really easy to just completely.
Dude, did you know that? No, you can actually pay for the blue check now. It's just $15.
Yeah, Sarah, everyone knows that.
Oh, I just want to. but what? Why would anybody want that if it was something that you could just buy?
I know, exactly. It's so dumb.
Record, when Molly's saying that she had a blue check, it was before you could buy it. It was when they were giving them out to the real ones.
Yeah, it was because I was a journalist.
Yeah, I just wanted to say what I'm thinking about the Jonas Brothers and this family in general is like, I think they're fucking assholes. I just think us trashing the Jonas Brothers is going to be really cathartic for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, so it looks like Sophie or someone who cares about her is clapping back because there's a new thing from TMZ saying that the problems between them began when he became, quote, less than supportive as she struggled post-birth of their second child. And he pressured her into attending events. So I guess maybe she had a little bit of PPD and he was like, no, we have to go to events and blah, blah, blah.
That's the lamest shit I ever heard in my life. Fuck him.
So I guess she's fighting back a little. She doesn't even need to fight back because everyone's on her side. But okay, what else did you want to know? You had questions.
So my two questions are, question number one, after he files for divorce 3 days ago, amidst his tour where he's also a dad, he puts his wedding ring back on. What's that about?
He's trying to look like he's the good guy.
What?
Especially because he's the one who filed. Him filing is like, okay, he's the one who wants to end it, but he's trying to be like, no, I was pushed to this point. He's trying to look like he's trying to keep his family together and she's the one who's ruining it. I think that's why he put the wedding ring back on, because apparently he wasn't wearing it all summer on the tour.
And like, even just the details of that I get curious about, like, are they even speaking? Is he literally just putting it on and showing her that he's a fucking monster? Did they have a good sex that morning? And he's like, I'll wear it. Maybe it's not. You know what I mean? Like, I'm curious about what the actual, like, is he, because like, if he's just wearing it while he actually is just trashing her in the media, filing for divorce, and also not like speaking to her, then that is the, like, that's like sociopathic to me.
Yeah. I think that, if I had to guess, I would say that's what it is.
That's fucking insane. He just filed. Yeah, it's just really like,
he's trying to look like a good guy. And his boy mom is in the background being like, yeah, you're the good guy.
Now, the last thing I want to say, and now I'm trying to find my source because I go down the rabbit holes and then I screenshot, but then there are so many screenshots that it's sort of ineffective as a organization strategy. And then I'm like, where'd it come from? One of the things that I rabbit holed into was saying that and showed screenshots, but now I'm like, is it, maybe it's not real. Maybe I should find it first. But according to what I had heard based on something I read that I cannot simply name right now, he was a drinker. There was a screenshot that they shared where he was like, what time is it? And she's like, shots time. And they had like a little video where like she was always bringing him shots and like he was just taking shots to the face, which I do believe. Purity doesn't mean I don't drink.
What did one of them, well, he's, purity is over. That was like, they're
purity's
not
over.
They're not virgins anymore. They stopped that. But
two kids, two, they had sex twice.
No, I'm sure that he had sex before he married her, because I think even the purity thing was like a bit of a PR ploy to begin with, because like,
that's fucked up.
Like, you mean to tell me these three virgin ass boys got famous and had people throwing at them and throwing themselves at them and continued to be virgins? No. There's, I mean,
I think in a way, the only reason I say yes is because I think mommy was there and I think she was a mean mommy.
Everyone with a mean mommy figures out how to have sex.
True that. Wow. With mean women.
It's not a deterrent.
Right. You're right. Actually, that's, and yeah, you're right. Actually, it's a whole porn category. That's right. Now. I'm trying to find this article, though, because it was basically saying that. I think maybe it was Perez Hilton. It was basically saying that he is being so super sneaky here because everything that he's alleging about her is actually about him. And yes, she is downing well vodka and bombing him on set with the cast, who are also probably being paid a quarter of what she's being paid. She actually just might be a cool person, you know? Like, and like you, not wanting to gush about Nick on the Instagrams, that she's like, yeah, fuck it. I don't need Grey Goose or whatever. I have no idea. But in the article, it was basically suggesting that he was like been drinking at home. She was walking on eggshells around him to keep him drunk, and that she was always trying to get him to stay home with her, and that he was actually the social party guy. So, you know, it's likely that both are true, that like one of the things they probably had fun doing together was partying together. And then the, you know, once two kids become involved, especially when the mom's under the age of 30, she's probably feeling some type of way.
And yeah, it's very plausible that they both thought the other person was partying too much and not parenting
right.
enough. Just because
right.
it's right. annoying and
it's
hard
a fight
to
that
be
a couple
parent.
Would have.
Yeah, who right. wouldn't have that fight? I'm right. sure that I will have that fight in the future. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it will still be a gosh-worthy Instagram post because that's just normal.
Yeah. That's very possible.
You know?
I mean, it's possible, but yeah. And but he loses the moral high ground by seemingly approving all of these leaks. Who knows? Maybe someone else, maybe like I said, he has someone on his team, an assistant or something, who's toxically obsessed with him and hates her and is doing all these leaks themselves with no approval. And maybe none of it is true. Like, that is totally, totally possible. It's very possible that he is not authorizing these leaks. But it's also true that he could put out something on Instagram being like, none of this shit is true. Leave us alone.
I hate these fucking little boy mans. I hate them.
I know. He's also a big enough star
not
that
turned off.
Even if someone in his on his side or a friend of his did go rogue and start talking to TMZ and Daily Mail, TMZ and Daily Mail would call his publicist to double check. And then the publicist would like the publicist might be like, no, none of that is true. Kill the story.
The very last question I had for you to read the media, I wanted to confirm with you, but I think you just did. TMZ is and the Daily Mail, like that is journalism.
Yeah.
So even if it's rude that they're doing Britney exposés, they're doing it from a journalistic perspective.
They're fact checking, especially TMZ.
They're fact checking. That's what I mean. Right.
You're not allowed to publish lies about someone. It's illegal.
Right. OK.
Illegal. So if a news outlet is publishing lies about you, you can sue them for that. There's a lot of reasons why a lot of people don't. Like, if Sophie Turner did say none of this that TMZ is writing is true, I'm suing them, it would open her up to a legal, like to legal discovery about her drinking habits and everything, which would really suck ass.
Sure.
So even if all of this stuff is lies, it would make sense why you would avoid doing the lawsuit. But yeah, like TMZ and the Daily Mail, they are calling, at the very least, they're calling publicists to double check about this information. And the publicists are free to confirm or deny. The publicists can be lying, is the thing. But like, as a journalist, you have to do your due diligence, and you can't just publish any rumor that someone calls you up and places with you.
When celebrities are like, I read the tabloids, it's just the tabloids. I don't know why I'm thinking pink. There's some lyric tabloids. But like, I feel like Pink was saying it. I feel like you hear a lot about celebrities being like, oh yeah, I see my face in the tabloids at the grocery store line, as if they're there. And like, none of it's true. Like, what does and does, we can save it for the Patreon another time, but I am like confused about what does and does not have journalistic integrity.
It really varies like from story to story. It's the thing is, you can't really take publicists' word for it or celebrities' word for it either, because they have a vested interest in claiming that nothing is true, because then when something shitty about them does come out, they can be like, well, obviously I said it's not true. I said nothing they published about me is true. You know what I mean? Like, Harry and Meghan are a perfect example, because they have had so many things published about them that they claim are not true, and yet they've never sued for libel. So it's like,
you don't, you'd only sue if you were gonna win.
Right.
For sure.
And they sue for everything else besides libel, because you know what I mean?
Because it's a little bit true.
Because some of the stuff is a little bit true. And I think a lot of the time, a lot of these celebrities, the reason why celebrity publicists exist is to protect their clients. And they have leverage with these publications. Like, whoever Joe Jonas's publicist is powerful enough, you could assume, that if these publications are in fact going rogue and not and just making this shit up about Joe and Sophie, Joe's publicist would be able to call them up and say, you need to take this down. It's not true. Not only is it not true and we can sue you, but also I will withhold information about all my other big clients from you.
Right.
Because you're screwing over my client. So like, there is a whole ecosystem where actually you can't just make shit up. Like, you actually can't just make shit up. If anyone's making shit up, it's the sources.
It's like YouTube. Well, but I was going to say, because like, sometimes I feel like I'll be like, I heard this, and you'll be like, but where? So like, it's social media and like YouTube, like investigative journalists, independents
that are
actually muddying the waters, is what you're saying, though. Like, I'm trying to understand what I can and cannot believe. But so anybody that's with an actual publication is fact checking. Anybody that is an independent is telling you that they found out what they found out, but it isn't actually like, there's no actual body governing them.
Exactly. Like, the people who are working for actual publications have skin in the game, where they don't want to get sued.
Right.
They don't want their publication to go under because of something that they wrote. And they wouldn't have a job if they did habitually write stuff that got them sued. At the same time, that doesn't mean that every single thing is true. It doesn't, because like I said, like, a lot of people will not sue.
You're saying sources can just be assholes.
Yeah, sources can be lying. But like, the thing is, reporters do have to verify. They have to try to the best of their ability. Like, if you do get sued, that's part of what you have to prove. You have to prove that you did your due diligence and you researched the information that you got, and you felt that it was true, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay, let's look at the astrology. Yeah, he's out of his fucking league. And now the first thing I want to just share with you, really, really, really good news. Wherever they grew up, so to speak, he's not from New Jersey, Molly. He's from Arizona.
Oh good. Well, he was born in Arizona.
Right. And either way, that's more comfortable for me in terms of his entire personality. Yeah. He doesn't read New Jersey to me at all, other than physically. Joe is a sun in Leo, almost exactly conjunct his south node. So he is like a star from another life finishing a karmic story where I don't know. It's like all Brando, and gotta love Brando for the Brando good stuff. But it's like a lot of the past life celebrity, or a lot of the already deceased celebrities of days past were not actually punished for their crimes against women, or they were not held accountable to be like normal people at all. And they were, you know what I mean? So I think he's literally coming in from like a past life. Like his karma is to, now I'm kind of like, who was he in a past life? I'm going to look at it later. But like, he's like a past life crooner who died before all the women could sue him, is what I'm seeing from his chart.
Oh my God, I love that. And his face is like,
it's shouting at me, Molly. It's shouting at me.
That's really interesting. His face is punchably symmetrical. Like, I hate his face so much. It's like, I always have. I just am like, get out of here. Like, you just shut up.
He's a Libra rising, which, and I say this with so much love to my Libra risings. Libra risings are slippery because upon first brush, they're like, I mean, they're the best salespeople. They're, you know, Libra risings are like, I'm here for you. But when it comes down to it, opposite Libra rising is a seventh house that starts in Aries, which is like, and you better be here for me. He has his Lilith in his first house, close to his ascendant in Libra. So there is a bad girl story here.
He's the bad girl.
That, well, y'all, can't wait to hear what salacious details come out about their like sex life that he told her. This is normal. Because he was so much older, she didn't know. But and actually, I don't mean that to sex shame anyone. I love kink. But I know men with Lilith rising can go. Men with Lilith rising is different than women with Lilith rising. Lilith in male and female charts, I find it's one of the only planetary bodies that actually is gender
specific
and like, and but even like when I'm thinking about non-binary, that also can be a part of the Lilith story, but that's also a different story. Lilith is specific to love story and rejection. And when men have Lilith rising, either they are terrified of and repressing not only their inner bad girl, but the bad girls that they choose to partner with and then shame and then leave. In this case, it's pretty fucking literal. Or they become safe spaces for healing of the, like, I always think it's interesting. My brother is a Lilith rising in Scorpio on his ascendant. And it's like, well, yeah, he's going to have to be with me and my mom as his family. Like, he's got to accept the dark feminines because he's, you know what I mean? So he has a, he's not repressing it. He has to work with it. In Jonah's case, especially because Lilith is opposite Pallas Athena, yeah, like, he thought that he was gonna, like, tame a bad girl, and she was actually just a kid. I think he stopped her from becoming who she's probably gonna become.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Like, I think he probably thought she was young and malleable because that's what guys, that's why guys go after younger girls.
He also thought she could, it just, I'm talking about like purity mind, Jonas brother mind. I could see him like, she could go down a life. She could walk down the path of sin because she's so beautiful and so talented and so cool. So like, I'm going to accept her and marry her. And make her a mother.
Ew, yeah.
So, because totally also, sleep. Look, his midheaven, his legacy, he has Chiron on his midheaven in Cancer, the mother. So, I feel like there is a lot of control stuff here where he has, like, the past life identity of an old king or an old crooner who was just rapey, but a standard classic. And thought he could still come back. Okay, I'll go to Earth again. Let's control the women again, and he can. And what I think is really interesting is that Venus has been retrograde almost all summer it just went direct, almost to the degree with Juno, the marriage asteroid, on his sun and his south node. So it's like, oh, now we're seeing Venus be like, okay, I got it. We should get divorced. Not that he's even thinking that, but that is what he is now. That's what he's created.
Yeah.
And Lilith in the Sky is on his south node. So Lilith in the Sky always, Lilith never literal, is like, okay, fuck with me, Joe. Mercury and the sun yesterday was
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Exact are Kazemi. It means Mercury retrograde is exactly the same place as the sun, which means we're burning away old things that no longer work for us, and we're coming into these new awarenesses that change what we think are like the literal healthy habits we should be doing based on these new awarenesses, because we're looking to the past and we're going, oh my God, I've been thinking this whole time, but now I'm realizing this. And now if I can let go of that past. So he has this Mercury sun Kazemi, Mercury retrograde in Virgo with the sun on his Mercury and Mars. So he is fired the fuck up thinking that in public he's playing 11th house. He thinks he's playing this right.
Yeah.
He's kind of proud and kind of, that's why he wore the wedding ring. Looking at this chart, I'm like, oh, that's why he wore the wedding ring, because he really thinks that he's doing some like rewriting of history from, I want to like look into, I want to.
Innocent.
Yeah. I want to go back and listen to what you must remember this. I want to go through the archives of that and see what couple this sounds like. It's coming back for vengeance. She is, because he's actually going to be made a fool of. But this is a case where it's like, I know, I literally think based on his chart. OK, so let me be quick. Sun, moon, rising. Leo, sun, performer. Libra, rising. I'm a Jonas brother. You all love me. Aquarius, moon, cold bitch.
Cold.
Loves the people more than he loves people.
Yeah.
And I want to say, yeah, Aquarius moons, I don't have it out for you. My dad's an Aquarius moon, but Aquarius moons can detach like no other. His north node is also in Aquarius. So he is actually here to learn to detach. Unfortunately, it might have to be from his wife. I don't want to say that he forced to be with him, but that he coerced because she was a child. Groomed. Now let's look at Sophie. Wow, Sophie's chart's interesting. Sophie has a lot of 12th house. So Sophie is a Pisces sun conjunct Mars.
12th house.
12th house planets are unconscious to us until we really learn to work with them. She is entering her Saturn return. So Saturn is in Pisces. Her Saturn's in Pisces, but it hasn't quite gotten to her degree yet. But that's so she's all 12th house. 12th house is the Pisces house. It's the house of everything and nothing. It's the house of dissolving. It's the house of the subconscious. It is the moments before the sun actually rises during the day where it's like, oh, this still is daytime. Do you ever think of that? Like if you ever wake up, and you will, baby's coming. You ever wake up at like 4 a.m. and it's like, it's so late at night. No, it's not. It's the next day. This is today and it's happening, but we don't see it. We don't acknowledge it as part of the day. But actually, before the sun rises, the day has begun. 12th house energy is the stuff that you can't see. So she has her sun, her Mars, her Saturn, and her moon all in the 12th house. I've said this before. I think a lot of some of the best actors we got out there, right? Chris Pine, 12th house. LOL, Chris Pine. But we got a lot of 12th house talent in the acting world because it's really easy for them to like see other people and play the part of other people. But 12th house planets have a really hard time locating themselves.
Yeah.
Because it's before the dawn of the day of their chart, if that makes any sense.
Wow.
But she's actually in Aries rising. Her moon is also in Aries. Her Venus is conjunct her south node in Aries in the first house. So she gets what she wants. You know what? Based on this chart right now, she actually wanted Joe Jonas and got him, even if it was from the mind of a 17-year-old or whatever. But south node conjunct Venus, first of all, for the rest of her life, she's going to be set. Because when you have, like, Courtney, for example, is someone with Venus in the first house, and she really expects either Poosh to blow up or for her to do nothing and have that be enough. When you have Venus in your first house, it's a wonderful attribute. It's just like, I'm here to be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, not sorry. I expect that I can do nothing in order to attract whoever I want. I love that for her. It's in Aries. But her north node is conjunct her wound Chiron in Libra. I think, hot take, I think this divorce is going to make her life. And look, her Lilith is in Cancer, where his wound and legacy are. So he's trying to wound her as a mother, and she will be like, ah ha 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 ha, bitch, as dark feminine as I might be, or as you think I am. Like, I think this divorce is her Saturn return, and it's waking her up to her primal feminine power. In a way that, I mean, look, Game of Thrones lasted forever. She was on that show her whole fucking childhood.
Yeah.
And she played Sansa Stark, who was dating fucking 30-year-olds. And I mean, that show is heavy, man. It's incest. It's rape. HBO. We miss it. But like, yeah, her North Node is conjunct her Chiron in Libra in the seventh house. Ultimately, she's going to have an incredible relationship. But these are the lessons of the days of her lives where she's going to come out with a tell all that we're going to book club on the Patreon about actually what she learned about toxic marriage.
Ooh, I can't wait.
The one thing I will say, though, now looking at the synastry real quick. When you see that the dark lines in the charts, so like the AC, the DC, the angles, the MC, when they're aligned or in the same signs, that is a past life faded continuation of a conversation.
So that's why you think that
I literally want to figure out what past life couple this is. Yeah.
Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner, maybe.
No, that's what I was thinking. Wait, I can't believe you said that.
Wow. It must be that then.
Okay, I'm going to look when we get off. That's so interesting. That's what I was thinking too, actually. I swear to God. Whoa,
are they both
okay.
dead? Is Ava they must both be dead by now.
Well, I mean, honestly, she's dead without him. That's what he set up for us. So no, but either way, he's dead, and that's all that matters because he's him.
Yeah.
But the chart of the relationship is interesting because the sun is at a very late degree of Taurus in the fifth house of child making and childbearing and romance and children.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly opposite. Wow, I'm right. Exactly opposite to the degree, 27 degrees, 27 degrees, Mercury conjunct Pluto. This is a literal past life couple back to finish their story. Mercury conjunct Pluto. It's almost like you're speaking from the underworld, especially in Scorpio, which is what emerges from the underneath and the occult and what you can't see. The sun is exactly to the degree of this relationship opposite Pluto and Mercury. So yeah, this sun is, it's like for a minute there, we were like, cool. They found love and they had kids. Normal. And then it was like, actually, and now it's going to retch on us. Pluto for the last time in the next 250 years is ending its stay. It's retrograde in Capricorn. The chart of this relationship is a famous couple from Days Yorn. Capricorn rising, Uranus conjunct Neptune rising. Yeah, this is dead. Two dead people have come back to grace us with their presence to finish the story. Pluto at the exact degree of their retrograde Pallas Athena, the strategy goddess, rethinking. So Pluto is being like, yeah, finish it. Sophie, take it back. Take it back now, y'all. I don't even know what that is. But Sophie, take back your power. The Saturn of the relationship is in the first house. So yeah, it's really serious. And it's also really lessons and lessons. The moon of the relationship is in the second house, the Taurus house. Oh my God, in Pisces. And on this day that we speak of this, Saturn retrograde in Pisces is exactly on their moon. You know what's really going on? I would bet behind the scenes, they're having talks about money. They're having talks about money and how confusing it now is that she has two kids. She was groomed and she's getting dumped for being a party girl when she thought she married a party bro, even though he's queer. And
he's been on tour like ever since they got married. And she obviously has.
That's good husbandship.
Right. And she has been not really taking that many jobs. So he's probably been making the most money.
Yeah.
He's been pregnant and postpartum.
Holy shit. This is so interesting. So I just said yesterday and today, there's a huge major conjunction. Everybody in your life, take a look. The mercurial energy, Mercury and the sun are conjunct. So they're now fused and the sun is burning away old ideas, old language, old. I mean, also like when I do criminal astrology, oftentimes Mercury represents the victim or like the subject. So we have this exact Kazemi happening, Molly, exactly on asteroid Ceres in the relationship chart. It's the mother.
Oh, that's crazy.
Lilith is also exactly conjunct the Chiron of this relationship at the late degrees of Leo in the eighth house. And then Chiron is followed by Lilith in Virgo. No, this is all about Sophie getting hers, if not in the last life, in this one.
Good. I'm glad. She deserves it.
It's extremely straightforward to me astrologically. I can't wait to see how this plays out. And honestly, I can't wait to see her girlfriend stepping up to the plate and posting some fucking wasted ass photos of him. And I want to see videos of him when he's uncouth.
Yeah. That would be a really good way to do it. And you could do it in a really innocuous way. You could just be like,
yeah,
TBT.
Saw this.
You don't even have to say anything, you know, like you can just pretend, oh,
yeah,
these great times.
Oh, my God. Wow. Right. Exactly. Like the fact that we can even see the seams in his whole PR divorce drop and then smear campaign is so uncool.
Yeah, he's so uncool. He's not cool.
She's going to outcool him by a billion. I hope she gets all of his money. And I hope she ultimately, after her whore years that she's always wanted, apparently, to go to a source, her friend, after she gets her teenage whore years out, that she'll actually, I think she'll actually have a marriage that is like Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos good, and then they're going to be a poster child for it. But she's going to, I could see her even, based on her chart, I could see her like writing a book on marriage based on what she thinks that she's learned, but it's not. It's what she remembered before her Saturn return. Everything before your Saturn return is ancient remembering. Her Saturn has not, it's returning now. It's on its landing to the airport. So Jonas doesn't count. He was here for her to remember how not to do marriage. And she's going to write about it and talk about it. And it's going to be a major part of her legacy.
All right. Well, we love to see it. Join the
Thank
Patreon.
You, Joe, for divorcing Sophie.
Thank you, Joe. Join the Patreon, Joe. Patreon.com.
Joe, join the Patreon.
Space Trash Podcast. Maybe you'll learn something.
Boom.
Space Trash.
Trash in space.
Space Trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space Trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Ha ha ha!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.